Welcome to the Down and Dirty Podcast, the ultimate guide to modern midlife dating. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and I'm here to help you navigate the challenges of today's dating world. Think of me as your female version of Hitch, but better. With over 16 years of experience as a certified image consultant and dating coach, I've got the inside scoop on what women want. In this podcast, we're diving deep into the world of healthy masculinity and modern dating. It's a fast-changing industry, and here you'll find personal stories, expert insights, and candid conversations that will empower you to take control of your dating life. There's never been a better time to achieve your desired outcome, whether it's marriage, finding a significant other, securing a life partner, or simply regaining your dating confidence. We're here with you twice a week to explore the viewpoints and challenges in today's dating arena that resonate with every man seeking dating success and love. So let's dive into today's episode. We've got an exciting discussion lined up for you. Get ready for the Double D's of Dating, where dating dilemmas turn into dating triumphs. Welcome everybody to another episode of the Down and Dirty Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Celeste Moore. And today we're going to talk about 10 sexual mishaps. Woo! I love to talk about sex because it's still taboo. It's still naughty. It's still not okay. And I want to take this a little bit on the lighter side today. So we're going to talk about things that have a little bit sensitivity around it. So not all of them, but hey, sex happens, life happens, and sometimes you just have to laugh. So I put together 10 often asked questions from clients of mine, and I wanted to read them off to you and my answers to them, because I think it's very important to, like I said, sometimes we just have to laugh things off. All right. Question one, what's the most common sexual mishap people are embarrassed to talk about? Bodily functions and things that come out of your body. Nobody wants to talk about it. They're embarrassing and they can be overwhelming. Remember, it's just a normal part of being human. Who has not been with someone who has farted or squirted? Or if you're going to go and do anal, just know it could get messy. So if you're the squeamish type, then there's a lot of books to figure out ways so that these things hopefully don't happen, but it happens. Just let it go. Don't let it ruin the moment, because you could figure that out afterwards. It's normal. We're human. There's things that come out of our body that probably you don't want your other significant other or sexual partner to hear or smell even, but you know, we're human. So let it go. Okay. I had a client who has asked if have I ever heard of a sex injury that made them think twice about trying in position? Yes. Someone has tried something, an act, a way of standing up and trying to have intercourse with their girlfriend and has injured themselves. They pulled a hamstring because they were trying to recreate a pornography. Well, a movie for a reason. And so 9 times out of 10, whatever they're doing doesn't feel good. The positions don't feel good. It is camera worthy and it's beautiful on camera. But please don't try some of these at home, especially guys, when we're starting to get older, you can really hurt yourself. So play it safe. Don't try these crazy sex positions just because this looks really fun or really cool. Okay. I mean, have fun, but don't hurt yourself. Number three, what's the funniest interruption that happened to you or someone during sex? Kid you not, my client had a pet parrot mimic them having sex, moaning during sex, and killed the moment. It turned that intimate moment into a comedy show, and you know, pets have impeccable timing. So I have never heard of a bird mimicking sex sounds, although my aunt had many, many parrots and birds. I don't even remember the type of birds. And he used to answer the door if someone would knock on her door, answer the door in her voice and say, come and do Stevie Wonder and all that amazing stuff. So yeah, funny. So again, you've got to laugh at some of these things. This is the lighter side of mishaps that can happen when you're getting intimate with your lover. The next question is, have you ever had a moment where the wrong name slipped out? Okay. I have definitely done that myself. Okay. I'm going to tell on myself. Definitely done that. I have also heard of many people that do that and have done that. It's a mix up. It can happen to the best of us. Usually met with the other person like, what? Or maybe they missed it, which was even better. But like, when I said it, I was horrified, but I was like, oh, maybe they didn't hear me. They heard me, but that's okay. Honesty is the best sense of humor and can solve a situation. Life happens. Shit, we are not perfect. So if Dawn came out of your mouth when you were having sex with Joe, oh, well. Okay. Another story is, what a condom mishap that both cautionary tale and a bit humorous. Okay, here we go. Someone was trying to reuse a condom by washing the semen out. This was not my personal experience. Rinsing it out and then using it again. Like, oh my God, this is like the biggest no-no. Where are you cannot reuse a condom. This is like, you need to learn safe sex. That is not safe sex. Okay. Oh my God. And learn how to use a condom. One per entry. When you out, I don't care if it's for 10 minutes, take it off. Go buy a lot of condoms. If you're going to have sex multiple times, even in one evening, we don't want any children coming out of that, you know, situation and or STDs. So be safe, guys. Like, brush up on that sex education. Okay. The most unexpected thing to cause a mood killer during sex. All right. This was a client who had a sexy playlist and it went from romantic to turn to like some heavy metal Iron Maiden. So it shows that like curating your sex playlist matters. It should be your sex playlist. Keep all of that craziness out. You don't want to kill the mood. And that's one way to kill the mood. I mean, one way. The next one is, has there ever been anything that you've lost vaginally? Condom, some type of contraception, maybe something you put up there that shouldn't be put up there. And or you forgot if you put something in there. Talking to women who inserted tampons, inserted penises, inserted, you know, other things to protect ourselves from pregnancy and STDs. There is a couple, did you not, who panicked for an hour searching it. They ended up going to the emergency room thinking that they had lost the condom in her, only to find out it wasn't in her after all. It was in the sheets. So turned out to be a lesson to check the sheets first. Although I have stories that I don't know if I'm going to share on here, but be careful of what you stick in yourself vaginally and remember to take it out because it can get serious and become really nasty. Is there a sex myth to an embarrassing moment for someone that you know? Yes. The myth is that you can't get pregnant the first time you have sex. Bullshit. A friend of mine learned the hard way. Little did she know that pulling out is not a form of contraception. So sex education, people, brush up on it. You can't reuse condoms. You can't do the pull-out method and not expect it to have sex. And, you know, women ovulate different times of the month and sometimes it's not always consistent. So you don't want a baby and you don't want an STD. Make sure you wear a condom and you are protecting yourself. Number 9, what's a sex experiment gone hilariously wrong? Well, it wasn't really so much a sex experiment, but trying something new, making and creating, like using this edible chocolate and trying to make it like a sexy thing. You know, you see all these movies and videos like, let's put whipped cream, let's put this chocolate sauce, I'm going to eat it off of you. Well, it just ended up being like the stickiest, grossest mess. And, you know, culinary ambitions were not quite aligning with practical outcomes. So just FYI, maybe just a little like less is more in this situation. If you want to try something edible, just give a little bit. You don't need a lot. You don't need a whole jar of chocolate. Last question. Have you or someone you know ever had a laugh-induced sex mishap? Well, clearly, I've laughed so hard I've snorted. And my friend of mine need her partner in the hoorah and his junk. And that completely killed the mood. So it can be a mood killer, but also laughing brings us closer to our partners, to our lovers. Nothing in life is perfect. I want you guys to remember that. There's no perfect anything. In sexcapades, mishaps can happen. So just be prepared to roll with it. When you make things a bigger deal than they are and you take it seriously, that's really the mood killer. It's not laughing. It's not, you know, snorting. It's not, you know, farting. Yes, nobody wants to fart in front of their partner, but like, that's the light part of it. Okay. I want to promote healthy dialogue around sex by acknowledging that it's awkward and unpredictable. And ultimately, we are human and things happen. So I want you guys to learn from and laugh about the universal experiences that connect us all. We're human. That's a beautiful thing. So thanks for listening today. I appreciate all the love. People, the new on here, every episode that solo is a little bit different. Today, I wanted to talk about the top 10 sexual mishaps that I've had the blessing to have my clients write in and be okay with these questions. And to everybody out there, start and keep exploring the dating world. Learning from each other and loving each other. And until next time, I'll see you guys later. Bye.
If you enjoyed today's episode and want to support podcasts like ours, then please hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star rating, and or invite others to listen. Your support is what helps us grow and continue to bring you valuable content. Thanks for hanging out with us on today's episode. Let's stay connected. You can find me on Instagram at @CelesteMoreImage, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's discussion. For all the links, resources, and additional information mentioned in this episode, check out the show notes on my website, CelesteMore.com. That's all for now, but stay tuned for our next episode where we'll dive into more exciting topics. Until then, see you next time, friends.